Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, the 19th of August, 2023 is Fatimid Conquest of Egypt. The Fatimid Conquest of Egypt took place in 969, as the troops of the Fatimid Caliphate under the general Jawhar captured Egypt, then ruled by the autonomous Ikhshidid dynasty in the name of the Abbasid Caliphate. The Fatimids launched repeated invasions of Egypt soon after coming to power in Ifkia, modern Tunisia and eastern Algeria, in 909, but failed against the still strong Abbasid Caliphate. By the 960s, however, while the Fatimids had consolidated their rule and grown stronger, the Abbasid Caliphate had collapsed, and the Ikhshidid regime was facing prolonged crisis. Foreign raids and a severe famine were compounded by the death in 968 of the strongman Abu al-Misk Ghafur. The resulting power vacuum led to open infighting among the various factions in Fustat, the capital of Egypt. The atmosphere of crisis was deepened by the simultaneous advances of the Byzantine Empire against the Muslim states of the eastern Mediterranean. Meanwhile, Fatimid agents operated openly in Egypt, and the local elites increasingly came to accept and even welcome the prospect of a Fatimid takeover in hopes of ending the instability and insecurity. Faced with this favorable situation, the Fatimid Caliph al-Mu'izzuddin Allah organized a large expedition to conquer Egypt. Led by Jawhar, the expedition set off from Raqqada in Ifkia on 6 February 969, and entered the Nile Delta 2 months later. The Ikhshidid elites preferred to negotiate a peaceful surrender, and Jawhar issued a writ of safe conduct, a man, promising to respect the rights of the Egyptian notables and populace and take up the jihad against the Byzantines. The Fatimid army overcame the attempts of the Ikhshidid soldiery to prevent its crossing of the Nile River between 29 June and 3 July, while in the chaos pro-Fatimid agents took control of Fustat, and declared its submission to al-Mu'izz. Jawhar renewed his aman and took possession of the city on 6 July, with the Friday prayer read in the name of al-Mu'izz on 9 July. For the next 4 years, Jawhar served as viceroy of Egypt, quelling rebellions and beginning the construction of a new capital, Cairo. His attempts to expand into the former Ikhshidid domains in Syria, and even attack the Byzantines, backfired. After swift initial progress, the Fatimid armies were destroyed, and Egypt itself faced a Karmatian invasion that was fought off just north of Cairo. Al-Mu'izz arrived in Egypt in 973, and took up residence in Cairo, which became the seat of the Fatimid Caliphate for the remainder of its existence, until the abolition of the Fatimid regime by Saladin in 1171. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2 o'clock UTC on Saturday, the 19th of August, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Fatimid Conquest of Egypt. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content, and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Arbul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.